And now, here are some of the letters received at the evening news during the week, covering topics from buses to tractors and elections for a president. Norma Broadest of Turner Road, Norwich writes, "Recently observed in Dereham Road, a green-fronted single-decker bus, courtesy of Weymouth Park and Ride, and a pale purple double-decker sporting logos in collaboration with the University of York. Are these the first of our new fleet of buses, or new to Norwich? Other areas pre-loved cast-offs temporarily filling the gap?"
Willem Buttinger of Park Lane, Norwich writes, "Glyn D.J. Linder's letter argues that Norfolk's road projects are vital and must go ahead. Almost every road project previously conceived and future road projects could also be considered vital. This view is based on the premise that growth is not constrained by a planet with finite resources. Can we really continue to live sustainably on the planet without being constrained by the environmental damage we cause? We owe it to our children, grandchildren, and generations that come after to leave an inheritance that they will be grateful to receive. To do this, we need to change direction now and quickly."
Michael Woodhouse of Marston Lane, Eton writes, and includes a reference to the upside-down timetables at the bus shelters in St Stephen Street. "The world turned upside down. Well, at least it did in St Stephen Street. I've lifted the above title from a street ballad published in 1640. This comes from a time when the levellers, diggers, ranters, Muggletonians, and early Quakers and others took advantage of the collapse of censorship to go for new freedoms. Perhaps the person who installed the upside-down timetables was having his say about the current state of the UK. Perhaps this was his protest about the loss of freedoms and rights that our government is intent on pushing through. Or was he simply a Jobsworth? Despite trying to make light of this situation and see the funny side of the fiasco, I do despair about what is happening to the UK. Doesn't anybody care anymore?"
Doug Fulcher of Hillside Road, Thorpe St Andrew writes about damage from Chelsea tractors. "A recent headline reported comments that tractors are ruining Norfolk's roads. Yes, farm tractors have increased in size and weight in recent years, but I would suggest that the Chelsea tractors and their owners probably do more damage to Norfolk than any of the traditional farm tractors ever would."
R. King writes about the elections for a president. "Some people are complaining about our head of state not being elected. I wonder if they are the same people who want us to rejoin the EU. As a matter of interest, how many of them remember voting to pick any of the presidents of the EU when we were in it? They have more power than the king, and I suspect hardly any of the people they rule over know their names. If we had an elected head of state, do you think the ordinary people would choose them? Political parties would sort it out, and whoever it was would not have the approval rating of King Charles or his prestige. If people really want an election, how about proportional representation for at least half the House of Lords?"